This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so a tad more about that jobs report now. Wages, as I was talking about with Neela, specifically, and this fact from the report this morning, they are growing at their fastest rate since the recovery started seven, what feels like really, really long years ago. That's a good thing. Well, it's an okay thing anyway. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains what's going on there.
Wages grew 2.8% the past year. Really? When economists say real, they mean adjusted for inflation, which is ticking up. Lakshman Achithan is co-founder of the Economic Cycle Research Institute.
Wage gain is great. We're not going to quibble with that. And it's the best we've seen since 2009 when the recession ended. Half of those increases, you're not really going to feel because you're just paying it out in rent and healthcare.
The pay gains now are nothing like those pre-recession. Now, ordinarily, when the jobless rate is low, as it is now, bosses pay more to lure scarce workers. Not this time, says economist Brad Hirschbein at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. He says lots of people quit looking for jobs in the downturn, and they're just now coming back.
As long as they continue to do that and they flow back in, then employers can hire people without raising wages that rapidly. And only when it gets really tight are you going to start to see much more rapid wage growth of the kind that we saw, say, in the late 90s.
Another thing workers are waiting for, productivity gains. Innovation and automation help workers make more, so they make more. But for now, productivity is tepid and kind of ignored, says Kathy Boschancic at Oxford Economics.
I guess the one thing I would say, because we are in the heat of the election season, none of the candidates have really adequately addressed pro-productivity, pro-growth measures. Most economists think that's the most critical issue right now.
Particularly when it comes to paychecks. Really. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.